Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Zach Duarte is sitting in for Amber today. Brett came back from vacation. And we got Nikki Glazer here. She's at the Miami Improv. Hey, Nikki, good morning. You hear us okay?
Yeah.
Headphones, the microphone sound okay?
I just got turned on. There we go. Listen to that.
Excellent.
God, I'm sound real gravelly today. I just hit a vape pen in the car, so.
All right, that gets you going in the morning.
Yeah. Feeling good.
All right, Romberg, give us a couple quick headlines here. Let's get that out of the way.
Yeah, let's hear those. I'm dying to hear them.
Chime in with whatever you want, Nikki.
I would love to.
Nikki's
no one wants to hear me chime in. I'm not going to be one of those girls that like makes fun of that she doesn't know about sports. I just don't, and I'm going to sit this one out.
Okay, go ahead, Brett. Give us a couple quick things.
I'm going to blow your doors off right away. I'm just talking about the Marlins, one of the worst teams in baseball. They ended up beating the Padres last night after a walk-off RBI double by Brian the Rake Anderson.
Now, would you have known, Nikki, that they're one of the worst teams, the Marlins?
The Marlins? Yeah, of course, because I just don't hear about them. Okay. And it's a fish.
Because I feel like he could have said, you know, the National League leading Marlins, Nikki, had a win yesterday.
I would have known that the Marlins are a team, and I know like what their colors are, you know, but
they got nice colors.
Yeah, they do. It's decent. Wait, what are they? It's like an aquamarine and then a white.
Yeah.
It's basically. Like, okay, I enjoy that.
Good,
I'm just going to comment on the colors, and that's all I know about sports is like what hats look cool and what like logos.
And you know the Marlins don't.
Because some logos look terrible, and men love these teams, and they walk around with these colors that don't match their skin tone, and it doesn't serve them, and it's unfortunate. A Yankees hat looks good on everyone, unfortunately. It's just a hot-looking hat because Jay-Z made it look like rich and cool.
Right.
And so that's a good one. Okay, I'm sorry. Do you have Yankees news?
Not really. Not really.
Padres colors are terrible. Isn't it like a dark purple?
Well, that's who we beat yesterday.
I know, so good.
Yeah. Those colors were pretty bad.
Maybe I'm wrong about that. It's not a purple.
Yankee news, the head coach kind of, or if you want to call it the skipper, he ended up getting kicked out of a game for getting up into an umpire's face.
Do you like
and
seeing the managers yell at the umpires? Is that exciting?
Yeah, I love seeing old white men lose their temper.
I like it too. Yeah.
It's enjoyable. I just go, oh, that guy hasn't worked through his issues with his dad from
and they kick dirt on each other
so long ago, and so he just gets, and it's nice to see. Yeah. I enjoy it.
And all the chewing tobacco that's flying out of their mouths, so they're getting each other's faces.
Good. Yeah, just repulsive.
And by the way, a kid ended up throwing up because yesterday was camp day at Marlins Park, so they invited all the kids' summer camps to the game.
Oh yeah,
and
that's
one of the
fun.
Kids puked over the upper balconies onto
the people.
Oh,
that's some good
below.
Footage, and that kid won't be
probably not
you
allowed
know,
back in.
Well, that kid is definitely traumatized by the fact that footage is circulating and that people are talking about it. I mean, I wish that kid a lot of luck.
We were debating if there's anything worse than. You know,
puking on camera?
No, having someone puke on you.
No. Worse to puke. I would rather be puked on than have footage of me circulating of me puking. No. Absolutely. And I think if you ask yourself at home, listener, or in your car, you would do the same.
Wow. Okay.
To have everyone see you puke, it's a very embarrassing thing. You just go... And then you just stuff starts oozing out of your and you one of the most embarrassing things about puking when I used to drink was like the food that you would see and you're like, did I even chew that? What the hell? It's embarrassing the food that comes up. I remember a friend once holding my hair and being like, okay, that's a whole peppercini. What's going on with you?
Well, where's the used to drink? Like you're sober?
Yeah, I don't drink anymore because of that. The hangover. I loved being drunk. There's nothing more fun in the world than being drunk. That's why we all do it. But the hangover, I think we can all agree, is BS.
I don't know. Someone puking on me, like I feel like I have AIDS if someone pukes on me.
Oh yeah, so you have an obvious phobia of catching a transmittable disease.
Yeah.
I don't, and so to me, puking on camera would be. I'm more vain about like my image, I guess, than I am concerned. I'm pretty gross. I'm pretty disgusting in terms of germs. I don't worry about getting diseases. I don't get sick really because I'm just kind of gross. What did I do the other day that was so vile? That I was like, man, most people wouldn't do this. It was eating something. I was doing something last night that I was like, most people don't do this, Nikki.
What?
I was eating a salad on my desk at my hotel. A desk at a hotel. Right. They don't clean those. There's fluids all over them that have been just, you know, haphazardly wiped with a dry towel, not even a wet one. And I just like dropped some salad on the table. I picked it up with my hands and I put it in my mouth.
Yeah, that's gross.
I don't care. I don't. 5 second rule. I'll wait.
Are you blowing
unless
it real quick?
Unless something actively drops in a wet substance that I can see, I don't care. If it's a microscopic germ, I don't care.
What if it was on the rug?
Oh yeah, I'll pick it up. I don't care.
Oh, that's really
disgusting.
I'll
blow
it
off. I'll go. If it's wet on the rug, no. But if it's a dry cracker on a rug and I really want that cracker, and I'll just go. Blow it off real quick and
you're like my 7-year-old.
Yes.
Like he blows on the food and that means it's clean
now. Yeah, and you know what? You're gonna get your 7-year-old won't be that way forever because he's gonna adopt your crazy little wipe down techniques every time you go to a public space. You
gotta
wipe it down. You gotta put on your little hand sanitizer that's killing all the germs on your hand. I bet you get sick a little bit more than most people, or no?
No, I think I'm okay with not getting sick, but I'm trying to avoid the germs and all that.
It's a spiral though, dude. It doesn't end. You just realize if I was scared of germs, it's the way I feel about ghosts. If I believed in ghosts, I would be scared all the time because ghosts must be everywhere. But I've convinced myself they don't exist so that I can sleep at night.
Yeah, you're probably living a lot easier than me then.
But so germs to me just like don't exist. So yeah, throw up on me all you want.
So would you eat French fries with the remote control from the hotel in your hand?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You know what? Here's the thing, though. If you hate the remote control, which you should because they're disgusting, I'm just like, I'm leaning in. I don't care anymore. what you can do is take the ice bucket bag. Put it around the remote control.
I never thought of that.
And the laser from the remote control, whatever that thing is,
still penetrates
the TV set.
Yeah.
And you have a bag. And when you're in bed and you can't find the remote, if you like kind of like move around, you can hear it because it's in a bag. So it's easier to find.
I've heard of that trick.
It's a
never
great
in my life.
Trick.
That's awesome.
Isn't it brilliant?
I've heard of that.
Most brilliant germaphobe tricks I've ever heard.
I don't like putting ice in that bag in your hotel. I don't like going to the ice machine, putting the bag in the ice maker.
What?
I do
Why
all the
are
time.
People getting ice? I don't understand.
For cocktails.
Oh, yeah,
I'm the guy that brings the bottle
anymore.
To the room and drinks in the room.
What about the comforter? Because you travel a lot. When you get to the hotel, do you immediately rip the comforter off the bed?
Oh, top sheet off, but I don't usually... The comforter I still use, but the top sheet, if there's like
some kind of decorative top sheet
or like some kind of pillow that is... any of the pillows, no, I don't use the pillows.
What did you use? You don't sleep with a pillow? You bring your own?
I bring my own pillow. Or I'd rather have no pillow. You know what I forgot this trip? I got to my hotel, first of all, toothpaste, which going to bed last night was horrific, and waking up this morning, I was just like, oh, but I got some in the lobby, so don't worry, boys. I forgot underwear. I forgot any underwear.
Don't tell me you're rocking the same undies the whole trip.
I'm not rocking any right now because the ones I was wearing yesterday do not smell good anymore. I didn't want to be, you know, bringing those in here. I can't wear underwear, even if they don't smell good, I can't wear underwear 2 days in a row.
That's
no
tough.
Way. No way. I know men do that a lot. Not old Glazed Dog over here. I'm Nikki Glazer. I'm at the Miami Improv this weekend.
That's right.
Tonight and tomorrow, two shows to go to, both tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, it's at City Place. I mean, have you ever performed there?
No, but
it's
I drove through it last night, and the venue looks
great
cool.
Venue.
I mean, I love working improvs. They're all. It's just a nice night out. You get a date. Let me tell you a little about. Can I talk a little bit about my show?
No, let's
get
do
people
it.
To listen. Hey, if you're out there and you need something to do this weekend, and listen, if you've never been to a live comedy show, why don't you take a chance and go to one this weekend? I'm really, really funny, and I'm about to be super, super famous. Just trust me on this.
Okay.
I'm already pretty decently famous, but I'm about to blow up. And this is your last chance to see me for this ticket price, which isn't cheap by any means. Like, I demand a good price, but it's about to get more. And you can also meet me. There's a meet and greet chance, so we can have
this
a
riveting conversation. This is getting in on the ground floor, is what you're saying.
Yeah, get a picture with me afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this for humor. I really am about to be super famous, and it won't be easy for me to meet fans as much as it is now because I have 300 people coming to shows as opposed to doing theaters where you can't meet thousands of people afterwards. So this is still an opportunity to see me and get in and go, I knew her when, because let me just tell you, I can't say what's going to happen in my life pretty soon, but it's about to blow up.
And are you approachable still?
Yeah, I'm approachable still. And I put on a great show. I'm about to have a Netflix special come out. You can watch that Netflix special that drops in October. And the show that you will see this weekend is going to be hardly any of the same material from that. I have a lot of material. You got to come see see me. This material that I'm currently doing now will not ever be on a special because I can't put out another special until a year from October. So by the time that comes around, this material, I'll just be like done doing it. So
I always wonder about that.
A fresh show. You're going to have a great time. And this is the biggest selling point. Listen up, men or women. If you want to get your lady loosened up this weekend in terms of like thinking about sex and like wanting to maybe have sex with you, I'm not kidding you. My show is an aphrodisiac. It really is because I talk to women about, I get them all juiced up and I get them rearing and I get reports all the time in my DMs about people saying we got horny after your show.
Well, Romberg was asking earlier, you know, because I've seen some of your specials and he was asking earlier, is she raunchy at all? Does she talk about everything that she wants to talk about?
Yeah, I talk about sex.
I was
sex
like, yeah, she
gets
pretty into it.
Yeah, I mean, I talk about everything, that anything that's interesting to me. It's not like I talk about sex because I'm like, I'm a sex comic. It's just like, why wouldn't I talk about that? It's the most interesting thing that no one's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I kind of think as my job as a comedian is to talk about what other people don't talk about and what I don't talk about in my, like, I say things on stage about like talking to your partner and like things that happen during sex or things that happen during dating that me, even as this brazen comedian lady, I don't say it to guys in the moment. I'm too embarrassed. It's hard to talk about these things. So I get on stage and I say them hoping that men who want to have sex with me heed the advice I give so that they can please me. And also I talk to ladies in the room to be like, here's what you should be doing from what I've learned. And we all win in the end.
Well, how does again, Nikki Glaser here with us. She's at the Miami Improv City Place. Tonight you got two shows. Tomorrow night you got two shows. I'm going to go tomorrow night to the early show.
Sweet.
And when I say I'm going to go, it means I'm going to ask you for tickets, right? We're done here, okay?
Yeah, I mean, you don't even have to ask me. The club will, for sure, man. Yeah, so, get them while you can.
That's right. So I'm going to go tomorrow night.
Sweet.
I do want to ask, though, that's something I always find interesting. So you got a couple specials, but when you do the special, and it's on Netflix or it's on Comedy Central, mm-hmm. whatever it is, you got to throw out that material now, right? Like,
I don't have a problem with that. A lot of comedians do because a lot of comedians can't write jokes and they write at a very slower pace. It's not like
they
can't
steal
write jokes.
Them, right?
Nah, that doesn't happen. It just doesn't. Anyone who gets accused of stealing a joke, like if you're one of these people that hates Amy Schumer and you go, oh, she steals material because you read it on Reddit somewhere, you're dumb and you don't know what you're talking about. So that's just an easy way for you to hate her because of whatever other reason you hate her for.
He wants to take her down, actually, to tell you the
truth. I think she's great.
Yeah, she's the best.
Like, take her down like he wants her.
I think she's
super cute. I know she's taken now. I'm very sad about
that. Yeah, she's hot. She's sexy. She's one of the funniest people I will ever know, and that if you ever get a chance to hang out with her, you will see that she's just the funniest person.
I've seen her three or four times.
She's the funniest comedian. Like, I hang out with comedians all the time. She is in the top three people that is just the quickest and says the funniest stuff off the cuff.
See, there you go, Romberg.
So, but if you accuse Amy of stealing jokes, you just don't know what you're talking about. And it's just anyway, so that really doesn't happen a lot as much as people think. But a lot of people do think that comedians steal jokes.
Do you
but
get nervous that subconsciously?
Yes. Oh, that happens. Let me say that. That does happen. Like recently, I just taped a special for Netflix May 22nd. I was in editing on it. I gave the final notes last night. I'm still like tweaking it. But I a couple weeks after I taped it, I was on the way to something. I'm in my car looking at Instagram in the back of a car because I don't drive and look at Instagram. But Whitney Cummings posted some clip from a special from her HBO special 5 years ago, I think. And it's the same exact joke I'm making, like, in my special. I just didn't see her special.
Did she post it because she was accusing you?
No. Part of me thinks she caught wind that I taped it, and she was like, I'm going to put this out here just so I put my stamp on it. And, you know, because I do that sometimes if I hear someone has a similar premise. I'll put out, like, a Fallon clip of, like, I already did this subject. Hands off, you know? But I don't even know that was it. I just, thank God I saw it because I would have put out my special and people would have been like, Nikki Glaser steals Whitney Cummings side by side. And it's like, why would I ever watch her special?
She took it out.
And
then, you edited it out.
Yeah, of course, because people are stupid. But it was just parallel thought in that circumstance. However, there are a lot of times that I don't even want to watch comedy because I will absorb a punchline that I don't know I heard. And you don't even understand how much this happens in your own life as a person that isn't a comedian. You pick up things from people that no one ever accuses you of, like, hey, that's mine. So you pick up different stories from people. You know when you tell a story of someone else's? Have you ever told the story of someone else's to the person that told it to you? And they're like, dude, I told you that. And
I haven't done that.
People have done
that
before.
You've done that?
Yeah.
So that's the same thing.
You know me with my brain. Yeah, I got scrambled eggs.
Yeah, that's a common thing that happens to people, but that's the same. I remember I was watching Ali Wong one time. This was a million years ago. We've been friends forever. This is before she was the Ali Wong we know now. And I stole a joke from her unintentionally because she watched me a couple months later and she goes, hey, I have the same joke. And I go, she goes, I think it's parallel thought, which means I came up with it on my own. I go, no, Ali, I definitely saw you do that. And I remember when I first said that joke on stage, because that joke kind of just came out on stage is often how I write. And I remember it came from a place of like, where'd that come from? Like, it doesn't feel like I created that, but I can't trace where it came from. So sometimes you go, did I think of that or did I hear that? And that's a lot of times where you text your comedian friends and you go, does anyone have this joke?
Yeah.
But at some point, you just become annoying when or too paranoid. So you just have to trust that hopefully you don't stumble. My Netflix, I have a half hour on the stand-ups. It's a Netflix series. I'm on the fourth episode of the first season. I taped my special with a hilarious comedian, Beth Stelling. We both were doing half hours. Same night, same audience, back to back. She's watching my set, and she's going after me. She watches me do a joke that is a minute-long joke that she also has in her set that she's about to do. The people that were vetting our sets did not notice. We make the same exact joke. So she goes up and has to do it because it's in her time, and the audience is confused. And then on the second show with a different audience, we by that point we talked and we were like, we have the same joke. How did this happen? I was following her after that. And then I had to be the one to do the same joke after the audience is just like so confused. I even had audience members go up to me after her the first show and go, she stole your joke. And I'm like, do you think she watched my set just now?
I need that minute.
Yeah, and just added it to her TV taping. I mean, it's ridiculous. Comedians write the same material. There's only so many subjects we can all talk about.
Well, and speaking of subjects that you can talk about today, like in today's climate, okay, we're in a very weird place.
Yeah, climate change. Yeah.
No, I don't care about that stuff.
That's okay, different.
But we're in a very weird place in our country. Do you ever get nervous? Not nervous, but do you have to watch the things that you say? So you don't want to be on one of those viral clips where everyone's accusing you of saying something terrible.
Yes, I think I have a good track record of not being a racist or a sexist or I've had a lot of opinions on radio and podcasts and in my stand-up that proves where I stand politically or who I am as a person. And so if I were harboring some like racism that I was like, oh, I hope it doesn't leak out when I get angry one night and I don't pull a Kramer or whatever, that's not going to happen.
Everyone always goes back to that, right?
I was going to ask her about the Kramer situation.
That's never going to happen to me because I don't think that word. You know what I mean? I don't use that in my comment. If I walked around like, oh my God, when I'm off stage, I really talk a good, I would be so frightened that would leak out. But I'm a good person, so anything I would, the only thing I fear is that I unintentionally say something and it gets taken out of context, which,
and then you
much
got
like the stealing thing, I can't control.
Yeah.
I don't really hold back anything. If I do say something, because I have a radio show on Sirius, and if I do spout off about something and I go, oh, that's not going to be good, I hear some things back about it. I had some woman write me the other day about, like, I had a Pocahontas reference in my set the other night, and she's Native American, and she was like, I was offended by it, and I was like, I can't even mention Pocahontas. And she was like, well, you compared her to your vagina. And I was like, no, I didn't. I said that looking at my vagina over a mirror, like people tell you to do, they're like, explore yourself, look at yourself over a mirror. I said it reminded me of when Pocahontas looked into a creek and talked to her grandmother's reflection and was like, what should I do? And she's like, follow your dreams. Like, that's the comparison I made. And she was like, that disrespects and spits on the culture of the mirror. And I was like, you're just dumb, lady.
That's not.
I'm sorry you interpreted it that way and were hurt by it, but you're looking for something to be mad about.
So, Nikki, you referenced that you kind of get a lot of your jokes tonight are going to be, you know, sexual conduct and behavior and whatnot. So, like,
yeah, they is.
And obviously you draw that from real life experience, correct?
Yeah, but here's the thing. I come off like a real, can I say slut?
You can say slut.
Yeah, you can say slut, yeah.
I come off like a real slut on stage, a real whore, a real whore's whore.
Yeah.
And and people always think like, oh my God, you bang so much. I don't. I have been, I used to be when I drank, and by used to be, I mean like the average girl. I slept around a decent amount of times when I drank because it was easier to. But I haven't drank for the past 7 years.
7 years?
8 years almost. It'll be 8 years in December. But you can't have casual sex when you don't drink. It just isn't a thing that enters your life. Unless you're, you know, a sex addict, which I'm not, and I could be probably, but sex to me has always been very uncomfortable, and like I needed to drink to facilitate it. So when I started drinking is when I started having sex. I didn't have sex until I was 21 because that's when I was like, the first time I got drunk, and I was like, oh, now this is much easier. I was like so scared of boys before, and now I can just hurl myself into these scenarios. Then when I quit drinking, not as much sex, but I will say that when I do have sex, in the past 7 years, I've slept with one person off and on for the past 7 years. I'm a huge whore in bed. And that's why I'm so frustrated, is that I can't get any relationships off the ground to the stage where I'm comfortable to have sex with them. I'm dating guys, and I won't have sex with you unless I like know that you're going to call me after. I'm tired. I went through a phase of like hooking up with guys, and then afterwards they'd be like, they pull away because they think I'd get too clingy or whatever. My theory is they realize I'm so amazing that they are like scared that they like me so much. And then I'm like, he likes me so much, he's getting married. Like that kind of thing. So I had that happen too many times that I don't have sex with guys now unless I'm like, you're not going to run. And I don't want to have sex with someone unless I want them to be my boyfriend anyway. So then I can't have sex unless I'm with a boyfriend. But all I want is really, I want you to be my boyfriend so I can be a whore. I'm not trying to marry you. I just want to let me be a whore with you.
I would really figure that you would, like being busy and having your career and your agenda, you're just so preoccupied with your life that it's almost like, don't bother me with a phone call for a few days. Let me go do my thing. And then, you know what? When I'm ready to talk to you, I'll call you.
Oh, you should hear the relationships I pitch to these gentlemen, because I date a lot of guys who have the same lifestyle as me, which is in comedy or in the entertainment business. Mm-hmm. And I go, and a lot of these dudes are rich. And I'm like, you have a private jet. Just fly me in and I'll do some. We'll do some stuff.
Who's
and
the guy
fly
you're dating
out
with a private jet? Who are these guys?
I don't know. Just rich idiots, rich narcissists, and and I'm like, I swear to God, I work every weekend. I work. The only day I have off is Saturday. I would take maybe I have 1 week in a month where I'm not on the road. That's when I'll see you. We'll have a bunch of sex, and then we'll go our separate ways and just have phone sex or send each other.
You do
sex.
Phone sex?
Yes, I'll do. I'm on the road, man. I gotta make it work. I am a great catch. I don't understand what. There's something going on, because there's no reason why I shouldn't have had a boyfriend other than the same guy I've been dating for the past 7 years.
Well, are they scared
there's
that you're
going to
talk about the relationship at
maybe,
your shows?
Maybe, but if you shouldn't date me. That shouldn't even. You shouldn't even talk to me if that's a problem.
What if you're dealing with a small piece and then you're afraid
never,
that that's going to come out?
I would never talk about a guy's small penis
okay,
on stage.
Right.
Ever, 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 ever. I think it's.
You would never humiliate a guy.
No, not about that. I mean, I will go after everything else, but something physically that you don't like about yourself, I would never, if they're bald.
What
or something,
about a
like,
guy that said he's going to bring the thunder and then gives you about a minute and a half and then. And
if
then,
that guy like mistreats me in a severe way, maybe. But even then, I just think that going after, what it does is it doesn't, it's not about that guy. It's about other guys in the audience that have small pieces and how they feel about themselves. And I don't ever want those men to feel like they're unlovable or detestable or gross, or because I have a whole bit. The last 10 minutes of my Comedy Central special called Perfect, I come to bat for guys with
no
small
pun
pieces.
Intended. Yeah,
yeah, I really do. I really stand up. And you know what? And right now, and I stand up for short guys too. And I sit down for them to make them comfortable. But I stand up for them.
So Bagel Boss guy is like, he can come to your show. And
it's so funny that Bagel Boss guy. If you don't know what he's talking about, the guy that was yelling about how girls on these apps tell him to kill himself.
Everyone knows what we're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. So, well. That's so funny because in my special, I just cut it, but I did a whole bit about short guys. And I go, girls, we got to stop being mean to these guys. Because I've looked on some of my guy friends' Tinders and stuff, you know, just to swipe on the competition, see what the girls are saying in their profiles, compare it to my own. And some of these girls are like, literally, they're one sentence about themselves. It's like, if you're under 6 foot, swipe left. And kill yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's like
1,000% true, by the
I'm
way,
sorry.
Guys.
I'm sorry. That is so
is it really?
Rude.
Absolutely true.
Really?
Yes,
she is 1,000%.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10".
You're 5'10"? Okay, yeah. that's That is a, that's tall. That's tall. Yeah. I've dated guys who are very short.
Is 5'8 average or
you're
is
not
it short?
5'8
is short.
God damn it, you're not 5'8.
I'm 5'8. That's average.
5'8 is where you start short. It's fine. It's not. But that's the thing is I date guys who are 5'8. I'm 5'9 and I still date. Well, girls who don't date a guy who's shorter than you, you're missing out because here's the thing about short guys.
He's going to work hard for you now.
Short guys are so much more interesting than tall guys because they've had to work on their personalities. They're funnier. They have better stories. They're going to show you a better
time. Bagel Boss is too short. 5 feet's too short.
Yeah, it's too short. It sucks. And that's why he's so angry because women are mean to short guys. And that's why guys with small penises are angry because they hear girls making fun of them. That's why girls like me are so angry because we hear guys making fun of our vaginas, which I will extend to you. You should be nicer about our vaginas. When girls hear guys making fun of vaginas.
Hold on a minute. What guy makes fun of a vagina?
Roast beef $5 for $5.
Yeah, dude, you make those jokes
here. Any jokes like that? Listen up, dude. I'm not kidding you. By the way, it's hilarious because that's exactly what it looks like. That's the hard thing is that vagina jokes are hilarious because all the things you say, it looks like. It does look like
I would rather say a wilted flower.
Okay. Well, even that is really not nice. And guess what? Because guys make jokes like that, we don't hook up with you.
The curtain jokes are bad, though.
If I heard a curtain joke from you, I would go, well, that guy is never going to see my vagina because he's going to hate it and he's going to make fun of it. And by the way, my vagina is fire. It's amazing. But I have a little bit of insecurity about it because it's not like a perfect little porn vagina, right? But because I have that insecurity that is set in from guys making those jokes, I will never, ever show a person that makes those jokes. So guys, you are C-blocking yourselves. I don't know if I can say that word.
Yeah, you can.
That right there is fine.
You're C-blocking yourselves. You know what I'm saying? If you talk about vaginas and front of other girls, don't be that guy. You sound like a guy giving a Yelp review of a restaurant that's like, you know what, the ambiance was great, the food was amazing, the service, I love Mark, he's the best guy ever, loved everyone there,
but
the door was kind of weird, so 1 star, it should be condemned, never going back. Like, shut up, you should be happy you got a table.
So it sounds like family show tonight at the Improv.
Yeah,
right?
you got it right.
You can bring the kids. And
no kids allowed at my shows. Don't bring your kids, and don't bring your girlfriend who's uptight. I don't even want her there. Bring someone cool.
Can you sense when some of the women in the crowd are being uptight?
Nah, I mean, sure. But the thing is, most of the men are. I mean, if someone's uptight, don't bring anyone uptight. And here's another thing I want to say. If you don't have anyone to go with, you're thinking, you're like, I don't have anyone to go with. I'd like to go see her. Go alone. Go alone to shows. It is so cool to do.
And then come to the meet and greet after.
Yeah, I don't care. Go meet me after, and then you'll have a friend. I'll be your friend. But I think going to comedy shows alone is the new thing to do because then you're not.
Really?
Because it's stressful when you try to pull together a group just so you can go see your favorite comic, and you've convinced these people, like, I swear she's funny. Then you're worried about them the whole time. Oh, my God, did that joke offend her? So you can't even
enjoy
it.
That's how I get, too, sometimes
exactly.
With my wife.
Yes.
Romberg, I know you're like that too. If I could sense she's not loving it, it ruins my night.
Yes, so go alone and don't worry about that person. So I encourage people to go alone. It's a better experience. But also, don't go alone. Bring people if you think they would like me.
Well, Nikki is tonight. Nikki Glaser at the Improv, Miami Improv City Place. Tonight you got 2 shows, 8 and 10:30. Tomorrow you got 2 shows, 7 and 9:30. You can get in, $25. Boom, you're in. You get a couple drinks. You have a great time.
The guy opening for me too is so funny. I bring him with me everywhere I go because I just don't trust clubs to book funny enough acts to open for me because it's just happened too many times. I'm sure this place would have booked someone great, but the guy I'm bringing is from New York. His name's Andrew Collin. He is from Florida originally. He's got tons of material about being from here. He's so the whole show is good. You know when you go to some comedy shows and you're like, the openers suck.
Yes.
Not this one.
Are we leaving anything else out for you? Your Sirius XM show? What else
can
you tell us?
Yeah, that's every day. I have a podcast called The U Up Podcast. It comes out every Friday, so it'll be out later today. I'm recording it later today. So subscribe to that if you liked hearing me talk today. And look for me on your TV this fall and winter and all the things.
Thanks a lot, Nikki.
Thanks
awesome.
Thanks for having me. So
that's
fun.
Tomorrow night, Miami Improv.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.